Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here again for another wonderful BBS program. And today is Wednesday. And we're still in 2012. So some of you are time jumping. We're still in 2012, and this is July. So this is the last Wednesday of the month. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everybody. Wednesday night on BBSradio.com here on Station 1. And we would love callers tonight if anybody would like to call in with a question for Ron, a question about the light chip, or indeed about self-empowerment, since usually Wednesdays we try and do some chatting about self-empowerment through Ron's clearing. So the numbers tonight for Station 1, they're listed on Ron's Creation Lightship page at BBSradio.com. Under the Station 1 play button, you'll find the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, and that's 888-627-6008, or maybe hop down to line 4 and try area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. So, we have a couple of questions already on the fast chat. Ron, if you want, we can jump in with those.
Sure, that sounds great. Go ahead.
Okay, oh. So Kevin has a swollen gland under the left jaw and is wondering if you could do a little clearing or healing for that situation. You there?
What do you think it is, Carrie? Quick critters, or should we do something else?
Okay, swollen glands left. It's probably a lymph thing. So maybe I'm thinking blockage, and I'm thinking draining and detox.
Okay.
Something to move the lymph system around, and I know that's in the body rejuvenation clearing. So that kind of clearing that we find on that page, perhaps.
Okay, so here we go. So one, two, lymphatic clearing, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, we'll see if that that helps out there. Back to you, Carrie.
I'm also thinking, Ron, maybe an infection clearing, because when the lymph systems are clogged up, lymph glands, it's usually an infection. And this is a whole life clearing for any of you who are not familiar with it, the infection body. So, Ron, maybe if you could do a sample of that.
Okay, will do. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All righty. So Liz is wondering if there is any news, an update, or anything on what the special forces are up to. So that would be she's referring to the time-traveling founding fathers and the soldiers that have been plucked from every war, I guess, that we've had on the planet, taken into the future, armed and trained to fight aliens, and brought back to this point in time, but on different timelines that are kind of parallel to ours, close but not quite the same timeline. So if anyone's new to this information, do feel free to call in and ask Ron a little more about that, or type in if you need some more information. But assuming that most of us know Ron, I guess Liz would just is wondering if you have any information or if there's any update on how all that's going with them.
Well, I can feel some energies happening. I don't know what to say right now. Just feels like something's happening, and maybe started a little bit ago, maybe a few days ago or something. So,
okay.
I don't have any information, too much, but things could be happening. So if you do feel something going on in your life that, you know, if you're a soldier and you feel something is happening, I think it is happening now. So, but I don't know what it is. Anyway,
well, Liz is probably picking up on that, and that prompted her question, I'm guessing. So all of you who have enlisted, if you feel like you're doing something, it sounds like you probably are. So Lewis is commenting that he did the 2,000-year barcode on four people, and they are less in the mind-controlled robotic timeline, so that's good to hear. Much more human to work with. Oh, great. So it sounds like you did some people that you work with. Yeah, that's a great idea. I know I've had a lot of success with that clearing, doing that for other people before I talk to them about creation lightship information. So, oh, yes, I saw an email about this earlier, Ron. I'll just bring it up right now. Michael O is saying he can't get on creationlightship.com. He's just getting the wallpaper background. Do you know, I meant to check myself today, and I totally forgot. I'll hop on there right now. But do you know what that might mean, or if that can be fixed?
No, I don't know. I'll have to check. Anybody else having that same problem? Maybe we can see if anybody else is having it out there on the chat room there. So
yeah, so I'm loading the site right now, and for me, it looks fine. I am on Firefox on a Mac, and I know sometimes, I think Internet Explorer might have had a problem with something a while back, but maybe someone who's on uses a PC in Internet Explorer could just type in and let us know if you can see that, and then if you're having a problem, then we know we need to do something about that. So Liz has another question. Ron, what do you do?
Just so you know, they had recent updates, and
okay.
A few people have had problems.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So Ron, Liz is asking, what do you do when someone will not stop praying for you?
Oh, boy. I don't know what to do on that one. You might tell them that you believe in whatever they're doing.
I was in a store the other day in a Rite Aid, and I sneezed, and three people in different aisles that I couldn't even see and couldn't see me, and I don't know, and they don't know me, all said, bless you. So I had another sneeze coming, and I did everything I could not to sneeze out loud, because I was getting all these bless yous from different aisles all around me. So kind of a similar situation. I guess the dark side practitioner, Liz, if you know who is doing this praying for you, if you're not having any luck asking them not to. And also if you know who they are, the cording disconnect might help with that. Anything else, Ron?
No, that sounds... I'll think on this here and see if I get another answer before the show's over.
Okay. All right. And then we have a request for a clearing for the lower intestines. That could go in a lot of directions, too.
Yeah, that could. Here we go.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wow, 6.
Oh.
Get rid of fur balls here or something, huh?
Yeah.
7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if that's helped you. Wow. Okay, back to you, Carrie. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. My cat, he's sitting, when he started doing that, his little head just swiveled around and he stared at his tummy. So something must have been coming out of him that was very cute. Okay, he was having an intestinal problem first thing this morning. Okay, so Jacob is asking, what clearing works for the same thing happening over and over again?
Well, that's that problematic event clearing.
Yes, so Kathy has just typed it in to me here. Problematic recurring event barcode removal.
That's if you think stuff is happening to you, you can't figure out what's going on, and just stuff is always there, you know? Like, why is this happening to me? You know, that's what that would be. Probably have a barcode situated on you. And then we also have the seven generational for one to seven. Generic clearing up. So if you wanted to go a little deeper, if you do have a situation, normally what you do is you use that clearing, typically with the special healing, special clearing one that we have. We have to input a problem, a situation, and then from there, if you think it goes deeper, then you may want to do just one of the seven generational ones. So that's available if you need to do that. The problematic event one could also probably be used for that, too, if you need to go deeper. That'll go back to probably the 1800s, basically. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, speaking of going back, Matt is asking if the seven generational clearings help clear relative DNA.
Yeah, it'll clear whoever is living, yes. It'll help them go. It'll go sideways somewhat. It's hard to say how far it's going to go, so, but it will go up. Typically, you'd want to clear maybe your child, if you have a child, and then it'll work for you. So it does go, in a sense, sideways up to the generations, maybe for, you know, your parents are living or grandparents. So it can help them, yes.
Okay.
Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All righty. And Mika is asking, what is a good clearing for not being a scatterbrain?
Probably do the, I'd probably do a timeline clearing, and you may have stupid clones coming in. Maybe put that in there and just see if that tends to work on timelines. So just a scattered feeling and do some timeline crashes on it. That is attempting to come into your emotions. If your emotions are feeling the backlash of you not, you know, being in the present moment. Also do the be here now clearing.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that. And the finger exercise and pinching yourself
yes.
will get you more present too. And, of course, it depends what's making you scatterbrained. If you're, I think just timeline crashes in general would probably help, too, because that will help you be here now. If you're all over the place.
Yeah, it's really, as I look at questions from people about having a sample clearing, you see, I'm assuming, like the person who talked about having maybe something with, you know, their stomach or whatever that we did. See, I'm assuming that you never had any stomach problems before in your entire life, and that this one just came up, but this is how the light approaches this situation, okay? So if you have had, say, a stomach problem, you know, and you look at how many days you've had it and, you know, how many years you have it each, you know, each year, maybe you have a stomach problem a whole month out of the year. See, when you ask for a clearing, I can only work with what you're dealing with this present moment. And your back history is what's causing it. So it's interesting. You might want to check and listen to that one radio program that we had about the dog bite. We had to go through about 20 different clearings to finally, you know, get the energy back. But I just wanted to comment on some people. So in case you don't have a result, you know, I'm just assuming that you're 100% perfect and you just happen to get something right now and we're trying to clear that out of you. If you have a long history of something like this here, then what I'm doing for you may not even work. So that's kind of giving you some information there. I worked with one person a long time ago, and I, you know, started talking with them, and then they started telling me all their back history of all this stuff. Of course, that healing that I did could never work on just doing, you know, a quick, you know, 1-2 minute healing like we do here because of all the back history. So anyway, I just wanted to give some clarity for some people out there who may be wondering why something may not work for them. And it's because of all your back history. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then if you do want to listen to that show, it's on Ron's homepage at creationlightship.com. There's a, if you scroll down just a little way till you get to that kind of fluorescent green bar where the audio samples are, click on the one on the right-hand side. It says click here for more audio samples, and then the drop-down box opens, and click on why physical healings are complicated, and then hit go, and then you can listen to that show that way. so that's one Ron's referring to. If you have something that's a little bit deeper than a just today problem. Regarding that clearing that you did, Ron, for the lower intestines, Brian is saying, man, something just moved down there. What is it?
Ah, we got an alien critter.
Yes.
Oh. Well, that could be anything in there. We could try getting rid of snakes, maybe. They go into the intestines, so
okay.
Here we go. We'll see if we can get some alien critters out. Here we go. This will work for everybody, too, listening. So if, sometimes you might actually feel, you know, your body change a little bit. You might want to, you know, maybe sometimes even throw up. Not that it's going to happen to you, but that can happen as you have a body reaction when these things get released. So if you do have that, don't worry about it. Just know that it's perfectly normal. And here we go. So alien critters, we'll look at snakes in the intestines. So 1, 2, 3. 4, they're getting released now. 5, this could do on our Sunday call. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, there we go. That one's released. Now we'll get rid of the poisons. I got rid of about a half a dozen of them. So here we go, poison. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and the dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we have that clearing on the website if you wanted to go there. It's under the alien attack removal. We also have one for the, I think it's poisons, something.
Carcasses.
Carcasses,
and,
yeah.
Waste products.
Yep, yeah. So that's also available, too, as another clearing. And hopefully you're all doing pretty well. What I will say is that we had to change our program that we have Thursdays on Project Freedom. The gentleman there has some health concerns, so he couldn't stay up for midnight. And so we're now switching over to Micro Effect. So you could just look for the icon there again. Just go in there, or maybe go into TalkStream or something. Either way would probably get you there. The same time, same station, and everything else. So, you know, we're on we'll be there. Maybe not the same station, but we're there. So just click on the Monday night one. We'll see if we can get it changed over on the website here. Anyway, that's where we're going to be. So Micro Effect will be handling the program. So back to you, Terry.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Cammy has a question follow up here on the 2012 barcode clearing that we were talking about earlier, and that is one that is free on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, over on the left. If you scroll down to sample healing, you can get to that one. And Cammy is asking, will the 2012 barcode help with timelines taking us into the Beyondo?
Yeah, I'm sure that can help, yeah. Everything that you do will help. The 2012 one can help. So will the 2000 Year of Darkness one. So everything helps, but remember, you're not in control of time. So once you're not in control of time, then you know that something else is controlling you. All we can do is attempt to do all that we can do to eliminate abductions in timelines. And that's what we're trying to do now, is to do that. So just to be kind of interesting, as you do a lot of timeline crashes and you start feeling better. And also people around you start changing, which people have noticed too. Plus the clouds change. So it's quite interesting. Does a lot of things at once just by doing some timeline crashes. You want to do more than, probably 20 of them naturally if you have a concern about something. I think a lot of people are doing 100, if not more, if they have a concern now, because they've already know that they start feeling better, so they just keep doing it till they feel some relief. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I realize I just misspoke. I said the 2012 was a free one. It's the 2000 year barcode that's the free one, and the 2012, the price on that I know got dropped, and a bunch of other barcodes got added onto that clearing. So it's a little different than it was a few months ago, and I'm pretty sure it's $50. So let's see. Sharina had a question about timeline crashes. What are the mechanics of the timeline crashes? Do the light beings remove time?
Well, they go on a timeline and eliminate the aliens, the ones out there that have created that one timeline that you're abducted onto. So if there's three or four aliens that are enjoying your energy, then those aliens are terminated. If it's more than that, they're terminated too. So that's what whoever is in control of that timeline at the moment that you start the clearing, those energies are eliminated. The next thing is how many people are on that timeline with you. How many different movies are you in? Okay? You could be in 1,000 different movies on one timeline as you start crashing that. So it gets to be kind of complicated because it can go sideways and tangent to the original one. All that normally is pretty much taken care of. And the timeline crash, depending on how big the timeline is, how many people are on it experiencing life with you, or, you know, being tortured with you on the timeline with that concern that you got on there with, take 5 minutes to maybe an hour, hour and a half to crash. So if you do it and you go, nothing really happened to me, just wait a little bit. You know, it'll eventually catch up to you. And that's the way the timeline crashes work. So remember, the clouds also are out there kind of controlling the timelines too, with the alien ships there. So when you start crashing timelines, you're going to probably notice, if you do have white clouds up there, that they're going to be looking like, safety glass has been cracked, or, you know, like ice cubes floating. So they lose their continuity because the timelines can't connect to each other. Remember, each timeline, when one ends, then some other alien race or the same race needs to get you over again. So that's why people get abducted all the time. Every 10 minutes, you're a different person, a different clone replica, and then, you know, a different thing comes in. And then you're on a different timeline. So you may be on each timeline for 10 minutes. That's why you want to always stay present. And once you start catching on, it's not as scary as it sounds, because you've lived thousands of years this way. I'm just telling you what's happened. So you're able now to have some control in your life. You know, I don't think we ever did timeline crashing at the time of Jesus. I don't recall it whatsoever. So we're able to do it now. So enjoy this wonderful time where you can take some control of your life and get yourself back here. And each time you do a timeline crash, that little piece of you that was used to create you that's here, it's returned back to you. That's why you feel better, because you have more spirit energy. And it also gets transferred to the new Earth energy nearby located. So if you do it, you need to enter that in so that you can get that part of you transferred. If I do it on this show or live with somebody on shows, then automatically it's done for you. Each time you feel better, this is even true with the emotional clearing. You do an emotional clearing, you're getting off of timelines with that emotion. That's why you feel better, because the real you is coming back. Every clearing that you have on the website is because the real you is coming back, and that's what the whole thing is about, is to get out of mind control. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Excuse me, Richard is just commenting, I timeline crash all kinds of problems, great tool. I just want to remind everybody, or just let any new people know, that if you are doing timeline crashes, you are, as well as helping yourself, you're helping thousands of other people, or goodness knows how many other people that are on that timeline with you, because once that timeline is removed, no one is on that anymore. So those of us who are on timelines together, when we get rid of them, lots and lots of people on there with us are being helped as well. And it's kind of a similar thing with the Earth Protection timeline crash. The same thing is happening there. You're helping the planet and helping lots and lots of us. So timeline crashing has a really broad set of benefits. So if you haven't done any yet, that would be a clearing to really get on and use it as much as you can. And just also, I'll just say as a reminder that Ron has told us that if we're not able to sit at home in front of this computer screen, we can put a photo of ourselves up in our place and leave the monitor up all day if we're at work or we're out doing errands or we're at a social event or something and we'd like to still run clearings, we can do it using a photo. So that's another way to get lots of timeline crashing done. And I think, Ron, you've said that we can put the, rather than having to change the timer on the timeline crashing, which I think is preset at 15 minutes, we can set it for as many hours as we want, and the light beings or the light ship will go out and be taking down timelines. You know, they'll do one, and then if there's another one, they'll get on with that, right, for whatever time.
Yeah, that's correct, on. Yeah. Well, do you want to describe the Earth clearing that we have? It's not the new Earth, but the other one, the Earth Protection clearing, because that's a wonderful clearing. I'll just say that, you see, the clearings that we have, we never bring in light like everybody else does. Everybody else is trying to bring in more light. With our clearings, with the light ship, the spirit energy comes back, which brings more light. So there's a difference there. We're not trying to go outside and you know, hunt, look underneath some rocks or whatever, you know, or to try to find some source that's going to bring in light, you know, that comes in automatically with the spirit energy. So what you're doing is you're doing like a big soul retrieval on yourself and other things. And so that's what we do. So you can't, don't confuse this clearing. It's the only clearing that I've ever put up that deals with the earth, okay, as far as helping the energy out here. Do you want to describe that clearing, Carrie?
Yeah, sure. So there's just a little bit of text on there, so I'll just read it out. It says, this timeline crash, and this is called the Earth Protection Timeline Crash. It's one of the free ones on Ron's homepage at creationlightship.com, listed under sample healings in the drop-down box. So this timeline crash clearing will remove alien ships as they first come into our current timeline. It will also remove the link between the timeline that they are traveling from and our timeline. So it removes the link, so they can't hop onto this timeline, basically. The alien timeline will be frozen, allowing the military to deal with it. So the timeline that they were on gets frozen, and then the military that we were referring to and that Liz was asking for an update on earlier in the show will go and take care of what's happening, what was happening on that timeline. And then it just says, please reset the timer to whatever time you have available per sitting to run the clearing. And as I just mentioned, if you have to go out, this is a great one to leave running, because you will be helping prevent alien interference on this planet. So stick a photo of yourself up, set the timer for as long as you can set it, as long as you're going to be out, as long as you can run the clearing, and just hit the button, and away it goes, and a lot will get done on behalf of the planet and therefore helping all of us. So that's what it says on there, Ron, and my little addition.
That's great, yeah. So kind of think of yourself as maybe some honey or a sugar cube or something, or, you know, maybe like a sucker or something, you know, that you would eat, and it got on the ground, you know. And you probably have all noticed that all of a sudden, within, you know, some period of time, all of a sudden you start seeing one ant, and then all of a sudden it's just covered full of ants. So this is kind of the way the aliens see you. So they only come after you because they want to get more mileage out of you. So if you have a really hot concern of theirs, some kind of emotional event going on, and you're really upset and angry about something, or you're just completely 100% happy and laughing all the time and giggling and everything else, well, it's the same thing. It's still an emotion. So you're leaking out all these emotions. So they find you on a timeline. So you're on a timeline of something, and all of a sudden they go, oh, man, this person is really experiencing this timeline that we put them on, and we need to get more mileage out of them. So the other races hop on. They can attach you just like, you know, ants would on a sugar cube, taking a little piece of you away. And that's what happens. So that's why you want to be in the now and not being on timelines. So I thought I'd try to clarify that for people. Remember, your emotions bring them to you. And that's duality. And that's the main thing. So back to you, Carrie. I don't know if we have a beep or not. I heard something there.
Yes, I think we do. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, Ron, I wanted to tell you that definitely that Earth Protection, and I thought it was just a timeline crash, but I forgot about the Earth Protection one that I'm assuming wherever we are, whoever's doing it, I know I'm in New York, I'm sure there are other people who have it up. I have been reconnecting. Unfortunately, I decided to go to that World's Fair thing. I just felt, let me see what they're going to be talking about, even though I tried to get the soldiers, because I was enlisted, but I didn't know if they showed up. I just wanted to see if things were okay in the area. I felt wonderful, and I felt they were connected to their hearts, or at least they were having more of their spirits with them. I don't know positively if they're in their hearts. It's just that I didn't feel whatever I usually feel when it's a dark side practitioner, or they're in their mind. They, you know, they're all talking like they're in their mind, but I felt much more like they were in their bodies. And I didn't know all the people, but I did know, like I did bump into one person I know, and I've been just even reconnecting with people I know are dark side practitioners, and I knew that I, you know, check to see if they're their emails, whatever was dark at the time. When I cleared everything, I could feel the difference. And now when I see them, they're much more in spirit. And I've been hearing other people make comments about other people being more in the spirit, who I know connected in their hearts.
That's so good. So by doing some
really
clearings, the dark side practitioner and the 2,000 year of darkness and stuff, you've actually helped them out. That's wonderful.
No, not through the 2,000 year on, through the timeline crashes, I believe.
Timeline, okay.
That,
yep.
And the Earth protection timeline, it's really helped. I'm sure when you come back to New York, you'll see the difference.
Yeah, that'd be great.
People here.
Okay, well,
I mean, I know that much. I don't know about everybody else. Okay. Can I ask you one to clarify something about the show you mentioned? You said you're doing Thursday and that Nigra Effect. I know we don't really like to talk about all the other shows, but you said that it's replacing it. Does that mean the same from 10 to 12 and then Monday
it's the same
is
time.
9 to 12?
Yep.
I mean,
same.
Whatever it is that it is. I'm talking
yeah,
to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, whatever you're listening to the time, it'll just be a different station. Yes, uh-huh.
So that it's on twice then with that show.
Yeah. And
they're
this
on Monday and Thursday.
Live will be there too.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Pauline. Okay. Ron, Larry has a question, and he's wondering if you could explain what the difference is between a timeline and a cord.
Okay. Well, a timeline is used to completely abduct you into a different reality. Now, the different reality is the reality that you're living. Remember, I said about every 10 minutes, you're a new you. But your reality around here may not change. If you're watching TV and you're watching an hour of TV, that means that you probably have changed replicas of you 6 times. But you're still watching TV. Now, that's a timeline. Now, a cording is when somebody is taking away the energy from you. And they can take it away on any one of the timelines. So it gets to be kind of interesting. So you could say, well, if somebody quartered me earlier today, and maybe they quartered me 5 hours ago, and if people change at 6 times an hour, so that's 30 different replicas, can they still attach to me if I right now am 30 replicas away from the initial one that they contacted me with? Well, the answer is yes, because they're connecting to your emotional body. That one does not change. You only have one emotional body, and it comes around, and all the other energetic bodies that you have that was put in place by the Earth Spirit, not the ones that created you, but the Earth Spirit put these in place to protect you. So those bodies are still here, and they just form around your replica. And so they can be corded. So that might help you out a little more for some more information. Otherwise, everything would start over again as brand new, and it doesn't. You notice that if you have something going on in your life, whatever it is, it doesn't change every 10 minutes. You're still living that situation. But if you do a timeline crash, that situation might become a lot lighter or just vanish from you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and, there was another one I skipped. Oh, yeah, Joanne is asking, are all timelines considered abduction?
Yes, because in true source energy, there's no such thing as time. So it's only one particular. If you want to use the word time, timeline, there's only one period. There's only one now moment. So I'm trying to talk about a timeline versus it being in the now. And it's really not the same, but the only way to describe it would be to give you the example of only one timeline that you're living on. In fact, everybody, think back 15 minutes ago. And you think back 15 minutes ago. Interesting. See, on this program, you're in the now. And so it's hard to go back even 15 minutes because there's no record on a timeline of you being on a timeline. But some of you feel better when you're listening to, our programs, that's because you're in the moment almost always. Sometimes you may have some interference, but almost always you're in the complete moment. And like right now, my clock says, since we have time here, it says 42 after, which means that we've been here talking to you for basically probably 40 minutes. Does it seem like 40 minutes? Think about watching something on TV or doing something. You know, 40 minutes would be quite a long time. This one here, time goes by very quickly because we're in the moment, and you're not connected to time. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm going to switch gears here for Q's question, and Q is wondering, can anything be done for the drought in the Midwest? Crops are going bad.
Not that I can do, but you could timeline crash it. You know, maybe they put all the crops into a timeline where there's, awful weather, you know, where they don't have any rain. You know, it's the summertime, so that typically indicates, you know, no rainfall. But, do some timeline crashes on it. Because that's a situation that, you know, may not be good if we don't have anything to eat, you know. And you don't know if some other country is playing with our weather patterns, too, and preventing that from happening, preventing us, you know, to have rain come. So, you know, that'll help to eliminate that also. It's a timeline. You realize everything is a timeline. You want to get off the timelines that don't support you. But they are supporting someone else to use you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think we have another beep there. Do we have a caller?
Yes, hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
And I was listening to what you were saying, Ron, and because it reminded me of a thought I had yesterday. I was wondering where moments go. Do they still exist in time?
Well, that's a good one. So,
like when I was doing the dishes earlier today, where did that go?
Yeah, they do. They are recorded, not by the light, but the darkness records them in case they want to reuse that moment over again to copy and paste it into one of their other realities that you know nothing about, that you're living on or living in.
Because remember Al Bielek?
Yes, uh-huh.
And they could go back and forward in time?
Yes.
So would that, I guess that moment that when I was washing the dishes earlier be there in time, he said?
Yeah, it would be recorded in time on a timeline. And then, well, let's just say that you hypothetically, not you, for instance, so let me change it. Somebody out there will say got into a car wreck 5 years ago, and it was pretty bad, okay? Well, that's still recorded in time. And so they could take that car wreck and say, hey, this person was in a lot of pain and had all this wrong, et cetera, and you know, we got a lot of energy off this person for 3 months because of this here. So why don't we just reactivate that timeline? And they can do that and then sell it out. And, you know, put it up on the auction block, you know, the eBay for the aliens, you know, and they can have more than one buyer. And all of a sudden, you may be experiencing pain in your body, you'll bleed through, because you're now experiencing that event over again. Especially if it turns out to be an anniversary date. They can connect to you that way. But you could be experiencing your worst nightmare that you got rid of, you thought, in this lifetime. And you could be living that over again as they copy and paste your past into a current timeline that they want to exploit you on.
Sort of like Groundhog's Day. That movie?
Yeah, I can't remember that one. I remember hearing about it.
He wakes up in the same day,
he's
repeating over and over.
Yep, that's it. Yep, same thing, yeah.
Okay, well, that was it. Thanks a lot.
Yep,
bye, Carrie.
Thank you.
Anna.
If anybody's out there, you know, look at the Adjustment Bureau. That's typically what they're doing to you. And it's a good movie to kind of understand. Watch it maybe more than once to get your feet wet. Oh, boy, we got probably 5 minutes to go, I think, here approximately.
Okay.
Since we're living in time right now, or at least we're watching the clock tick by.
Yes.
So let's do a mind-to-heart drop for everybody. And I will mention we have our we did our water charging tonight in Light Chip Healing. This is Wednesday. Tomorrow we have our replica call. So if you want to get rid of some of your replicas of you, we just concentrate on different body locations typically. And that's how they abduct you, so we get rid of those and you feel better. That's tomorrow night, 5:30 California time. It's about a 1 hour call. Then we have our other network that we're on after that. So let's bring in and do the mind to heart drop. So here we go, dropping down. You have to command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head and drop down to your heart. It takes a place of meditation, if anybody's wondering. This you can do in 20 seconds and still be conscious doing your work without sitting on a pillow or something with your legs, you know, crossed and your, you know, doing your thing there. So here we go. You need to do this right on your bicycle. Here we go, everybody. So dropping down, command on your spirit. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You should be pretty well seated in your heart now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So once you're in your heart center, you have no thoughts. And if you notice, it's going to get to step into darkness in order to get a thought. But when you're in your heart, you're at peace. Everybody wants to have peace. Oh, tell all the churches out there, if you happen to know some people who go to church and do the mind-to-heart drop, that's what they're probably maybe trying to teach them how to do that, to connect with their source energy. That's one way you might be able to handle that. But if everybody did this exercise, boy, just think if they did it every hour, this whole world could change instantly. Aliens may not want to be here. So, back to you, Carrie.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yep.
So, Mika is asking, do you have to be in location? Maybe that's in a location or a specific location to crash timelines concerning an event or situation.
No. You don't need to be involved with it. If you're going into if you're going to be doing something with other people and you want to crash that timeline so that maybe it won't be a negative event for you, you could do that. You could also timeline crash the past. That works too. Remember what you're living with and who you are is your past. So mainly the past is what you want to get rid of. Your reality coming up into the future is only created from your past. So if you had no past, you'd have no future. They couldn't copy and paste it.
That's interesting. That's an interesting way of looking at it, yeah.
Yeah. That's why you want to be in the now. In the now, at least you can kind of ward off the past and the future. But if you had no past, you'd have no future because everything would be zeroed out.
Even on this timeline.
Even on this timeline, yes. Uh-huh. So everybody,
what would happen? Just time would dissolve and we just wouldn't have time anymore? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't be controlled by time. Remember, you have to enter, let's see, I can't really say this properly. You're not really given your permission go on a timeline. Okay, you just get abducted there, but you are given permission to be in duality. Okay, because you're thinking. So just by agreeing to think means that you are given permission for the aliens to play with you, experiment with you, because you are thinking. And that creates the timelines, because they have to have thoughts and all those keywords and key numbers to bring you on to something. Like I mentioned, you know, if you're seeing 1111 all the time or some numbers like that, that means that they are just validating that they have you hooked up somehow, and that's their validation for them. So hopefully none of you are seeing numbers all the time. But, you know, next year might be 1212. I don't know. 1111 is one of those hot numbers that a lot of people see, or 111 or something. But whatever you're seeing that's like that, that just is the way that they're tracking you. They say, oh, we got this person, no problem. Because we got them to physically turn their head, robotic energies, right? We got them to turn their head physically to look at the clock or watch or whatever. Naturally, validation for them is that you saw, as you're probably looking out of your eyes with the shapeshifter, they saw that number that they wanted you to look at. So that gets to be a little more maybe scary, but you just need to know that you have tools. Do the timeline crashes and get on the call tomorrow if you want to feel your body getting better, because more than likely it will after getting replicas of you, and it's $20. An hour in length. So, back to you, Carrie. We got 2 minutes to go, 1 minute to go here. But we're down
also,
to the minute.
Yeah.
It'll be a short timeline.
Well, yeah, we'll hop off.
Yeah.
Get your parachute, people. What was I just going to say? Oh, yeah, the natal barcode clearing for those repeat numbers, too, if you're still having those. I do get them occasionally, but it's pretty rare compared with how much it used to happen. But timeline crashing and natal barcode, those two clearings will make that happen way, way less, if not none at all. Q is asking, are replicas the same as clones? Are you using that
word interchangeably?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, if you don't like your life, then that's only because replicated it over and over and over again for you, and you're out there doing the same thing over. You know, you're getting tired of doing this here, you know? Just think about what you're going through. If you're full of anxiety or something, just think how many timelines you're on experiencing that, you know? If you're physically tired, you know? Maybe they're overworking you on all these timelines, and your poor spirit is having troubles. You're having troubles, and you wonder why you feel so anxious because you're on too many timelines. And they love it because they're getting mileage out of you. Oh, looks like our show's about over. So we'll see you on BBS. Also, if you want to come back, we're on Station 2 on Fridays and Saturdays. And this coming 8-hour one on Sunday is our last one for the month here, I believe. So we'll be getting rid of replicas, you know, alien critters, we'll say, that are in your energy field. Anything else you want to add before we sign off, Carrie?
No, I'm just noticing that Kevin has put up the BBS CLS archives for February and March 2011 have lots of info on timeline crashing there if you want to hear some more shows about this topic. There's a lot on those in those 2 months, apparently, so thanks for typing that in.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and you mentioned one more Sunday still to go on the intensives, Ron, this month?
Yes, it'll be this coming Sunday, yes, an 8-hour healing marathon here.
If you have
everybody,
website.
Blessings to all of you, and thank you, Carrie. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your questions. Good night.
BBS.